almost 900 years ago, there lived a young boy named Daniel in the northern part of France. He had been sent here from Germany by his father to learn in the famous yeshiva of the great Rishon, known as Rabbeinu Tam.
Daniel, are you awake? Can you hear me? Did you understand my question on the Gemara?
Oh, Moshe, I'm sorry. I was studying Mishnah so late last night, I'm still tired. I must have fallen asleep.
Perhaps it would be wise for you to go for a walk in the woods behind the yeshiva building. The cold air will refresh you.
That's an excellent suggestion, Moshe. Then I can spend some time reviewing my Mishnayos. My father has urged me to complete all of Moed by the time I am bar mitzvah, and to write him a letter when I finish. He'll be exceedingly proud when I do.
Please return soon, Daniel. I truly need your help in understanding the next tract of Talmud.
I shan't be very long, Moshe. Meanwhile, proceed on your own.
Daniel walked down the winding pass towards the forest behind the old yeshiva building, reviewing the words of each Mishnah.
In this case, Rabbi Yehuda says that it is permissible to burn the chametz. This area of the woods does not look familiar. I must have walked further than I had intended. I can no longer see the light of the yeshiva building. Nor do I hear human sound. It is already dark, and this is not a very fitting time to get lost.
Daniel tried to retrace his steps and finds a familiar path back to the yeshiva. But he seemed to go further and further into the woods.
I believe this must be the way. Oh, it's a stream. It looks like it here. It's the wrong way. Oh, it must be rather late by now. I will certainly hope my partner Moshe isn't overly concerned about me.
Who?
My partner Moshe. I hope he isn't overly concerned.
Who?
I said my partner Moshe. I hope he's not too... Oh, it's just an old owl.
Who?
I'm getting rather wary. Perhaps I'd better sit down on this log and pray to Philas Aris. I'm sure Hashem will find a way to direct me back to the yeshiva.
Gosh, Zadie! If it was so late, why didn't he just stop in Myriv?
Tully, Tefilas Arvis is Myriv!
Oh, I knew that. Zadie, Daniel must have been scared stiff, lost all by himself in a dark forest. I would have been shivering in my socks.
This was before they invented socks, Tully!
Oh, I knew that too.
Well, a chill wind blew through the trees and branches as poor Daniel pulled his jacket around his neck.
My father taught me that everything that happens is for a good purpose. I'm sure Hashem has a reason for me to be wandering in this forest. But it is getting a bit nippy, and I wonder if anyone will find me here. And I truly hope my partner Moshe isn't overly distressed about my being away so long.
Who?
My partner Moshe, the one I study with. I hope he...
Who?
Oh, it's you again, the same old owl.
Boys, maybe the story is getting a little too scary. Should we try a different one?
Oh, no, Zadie. We love being scared, as long as it has a happy ending.
Well, as Daniel sat alone in the forest, his eyes were becoming accustomed to the darkness, and he began once again to review his Mishnayos that he knew by heart.